The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord." For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Thus ends the reading. What a promise! The question is, do we actually believe it? Once again, our God is making a new covenant with the people who have broken the covenant he made with them before. In a sense, that's what Lent is all about. It's about God who wants us back. And that goes for each of us, because it is we who are in need of God's mercy. Our God offers us forgiveness, not because of anything we do, but because of who God is. So the only response is one of gratitude and fidelity, because the people's heart has been transformed by God's great love and graciousness. The chaplain at one of the prisons I visit regularly is herself a convicted felon. She knows without a doubt that God made a new covenant with her, and not because of anything she did, but because of God's great love and graciousness. I see her over and over inviting the men into activities in the chapel. She does fundraisers with them so they can benefit others. Here is someone who knows what it's like to be locked up, unable to make decisions about even the smallest matters, yet who understands the rules and abides by them. The men absolutely love her and would do anything for her because she understands them, the difficulties they have faced, and their desire to change. She's a great teacher, as well as their chaplain, holding them accountable for what they have done while being most interested in their inner transformation. These men know that the days are coming, that their God has made a new covenant with them. They have known their transgressions, and they understand that they are now free of them, all because of God's great love and graciousness. I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I know it to be the case. The question I have, though, is whether we know our own transgressions. I may not be a convicted felon, but my choices do affect Earth and often mean that others do not have what they need. Yet for some reason, God has chosen us to forgive. What would those who know us well say? God does want us back this Lent and is willing to make a new covenant with us. It will be dependent on anything, it will not be dependent on anything we do individually. Rather, it calls for obedience to a God whose expectations we already know.